Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt dictating in Gatsby Report. On Henry Stevens, date of birth 11/18/1956, date of procedure February 22nd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, your referring physician is Dr. Sergio Delgado. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy. Description procedure form consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, or experience the patient period. The patient's breath and nostrils should be placed in left lateral position. Today, this part anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care period. The rectal exam was normal. Our well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is induced into rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of a penicillin orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum. Ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, cecal colon, rectum. Period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period. A rich reflex view was obtained in the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 8, 3-3-2. Period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications finding. The terminal ileum, left 5 centimeters, was unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was 8, 3-3-2. Great as a good prep. Next line, there were two approximately 6 to 8 millimeter ascending colon cephal polyps with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure cephal polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another submucosal appearing nodule in the hepatic flexure. This was biopsied by dumb bite with fat extruding from the site, likely a lipoma. Likely consistent with the lipoma. Next line. There was a diminutive cephal hepatic flexure polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were two splenic flexure cephal polyps, approximately 6 to 8 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a approximately 8 millimeter descending colon cephal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a pedunculated, approximately 15 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile, sigmoid colon delete sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line. There were two approximately 8 millimeter sessile rectal polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, on retroflexion, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted that were non-bleeding. Next line, on retroflexion, there was evidence of a submucosal appearing nodule that was biopsied bite on bite with fat extruding from the biopsy, likely consistent with lipoma. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year, given the amount of polyps noted on this exam. Next line, recommend increase in fiber and water intake with fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled.